know you.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
Nikki, let's talk about The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD.
Well, if we have to.
The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess is a game that released first on the Wii, and then like a week later, it was out on the GameCube, and I don't think it was a launch game for the Wii, but it was darn close if it wasn't. Maybe it was.
It was well received.
It was fairly well received. It was the game that was the follow-up to Wind Waker that a lot of people...
Which was really...
Well, that was a more controversial choice.
Yeah.
People called it Zelda, which was not very nice. That was a game that I absolutely adored.
Yeah.
And Twilight Princess is much more of a throwback to, say, Ocarina of Time. Now, Twilight Princess HD, you ask yourself... Okay, all we're doing is remaking games these days. Can I get something new? Well, they are working on a new Zelda game, but this is there to hold you over. Now, with these remakes, here's what I find. You either go back to a game and go, oh man, I remember thinking this was really good. Not so much. Or you go back and go, wow, this actually was good.
If it holds up.
Twilight Princess HD, just like Wind Waker, I feel like holds up very well. It shines a light on the fact that oftentimes you end up with the people at Nintendo making games, especially the Zelda team, that they just stand the test of time. This is still a really good game. And it is true that you'll get into some areas where it's like, oh, they would not have done this like this if they made it today. But for the most part, it holds up well. And it looks pretty good. I mean, let's be clear. It is still an old game, and it looks like an old game, but it looks like such a stylized old game that in HD at 60 frames a second, I gotta tell you what.
It passes?
It still looks pretty stinking great. The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD, it's out today. As I mentioned, they've updated the graphics. They've added hero mode to this version. There's some amiibo support, which I didn't really use a whole lot, to be honest. If you have amiibos, like, of course, there's Wolf Link amiibo that unlocks a new mode. And then you've also got, like, if you have some of the...
Give it to me. Something.
The Smash Brothers.
There we go.
If you got some of those amiibos, like, you can use those and get some bonuses in the game.
What is there is just snapping. I was expecting more, like, charades.
Yeah, I know. I was right there, but I just didn't have it. So, if you haven't played it, again, fairly traditional, but part of the game takes place in the Twilight Realm as Wolf Link, which, again, I thought played really well. It's a real different take on Zelda-type stuff. And I actually think that Twilight Princess has some of the best dungeons in the history of Zelda games. And you're like, oh, who wants to go to a dungeon? Well, or a boss temple, fang cave, the place that you find your way through.
That's where it still looks good.
It does. And the other thing that was really great is it's been 10 years since this game came out. I don't really remember it. Like going back and playing through it, I was like, wow, I didn't remember this. Like, yes, there are moments where you're like, oh, yeah, this. But I had forgotten a lot of it. So in some ways, it feels like going through it for the first time. So the Twilight Princess HD Legend of Zelda, it's out today. Nintendo sent us one to play around with. And I will have to say, if you've got a Wii U, it's pretty good. It really is.